are back, episode 2 of Positive Vibes Only with Melrose K. How y'all doing? It is a beautiful sunny day here in Atlanta, Georgia. I used to didn't like hot weather. It's very weird because I would be like, oh my god, it's too hot to do my hair, to do anything, to even sit outside. Like, literally, y'all already know how the weather is in Georgia. You could literally sit outside, do nothing. I mean, you can be absolutely still and be sweating your behind off. Like, I'm talking about bullets, okay? Sweating bullets. Now, take that plus working out. Oh, yeah, you sweating buckets at this point. That is how hot. I believe it was like 91 today. And you know what? I don't even think the sun was shining. It was just the humidity. It's crazy. But I'd rather it be warm than I'd be freezing. So, you know, what can I say? So let's get into it. I will be having a special guest on the podcast. She is a very, very good friend. She's a good person. She's all about positivity. She had to get me all together one time when I was feeling down. She was like, no girl, you gotta look at it at the bright side. Like, she is the person to go to for any type of advice. Like, she's an amazing person. She will be on later in the show. I'll be asking her a couple questions so she can give her insight on how she got to the place where she was. Because it's all about living your life, living right, and having a good time. That is what life is about. So, today we are talking about positivity. Whew. It's one word, but it means a lot. It comes with a heavy load. And what I mean by that is to be positive in everything that you do. It's so hard because things can go so many different ways. You know, you can plan to have a picnic and it start raining. You know, you got to look at it the bright side. You know, with that picnic you're trying to have outside, oh, it's raining. You can get sad and down in the dumps about it. How about you go up under a tree, put an umbrella up? You know what I'm saying? Have the picnic somewhere in a gazebo. It's still raining outside, but at least your food not getting wet, you know? Things like that. I know that's a silly analogy, but if you're not positive in your life, you're not going to live a good life. If you don't put positivity out in the world, you're never going to get positivity back. That's just how it goes. In this case, you know, a lot of things are happening in the world. We do not, you know, think of them in a positive or negative light. It just so happens to be life. But if you are doing what you're supposed to do in life and you're living your best, okay, your best life, and you're seeing the positive outcome of things, nothing can stop you. You know, it's so easy to get down in the dumps and lose confidence. But what about confidence? There is a thin line between being confident. There's a thin line between being confident and being conceited. You don't want to be conceited. You don't want to think you're the best thing smoking. But you want to be confident in yourself that no one can tell you anything. You know, so often people get confidence and conceited mixed up. But if you have confidence in yourself and you're the only person that can tell you how you are, what you look good in, how you feel, then you're good. You're set. You know, if you're overly conceited, that comes with a lot. No one's ever going to want to be around you. They're going to, oh, you think you're better than people. A confident person does not think they're better than anyone, but a conceited person does. And that's the difference. But we want to keep that positivity going. We don't want to step over that threshold to conceited. We want to stay in the confidence aisle, you know. I'll give you a little backstory with me. For a long time, I dressed a certain way, and it wasn't tomboyish. I just was comfortable in my t-shirt and baggy clothes. Like, that's just what it was. I lacked the confidence to wear other types of clothes. And it wasn't something someone said to me or, you know, something negative. For some reason, it was just me. It was Melrose saying, oh, girl, don't wear a dress. You don't look good in that. They gonna see your legs. It was me. I had to get out of that. I had to say, you know what? I'm gonna mix up my wardrobe. I'm gonna change it up. I'm gonna spice it up a little bit. I'm gonna get some tanks. I'm gonna get some t-shirts. I'm gonna get some half shoulder shirts. I'm gonna get some skirts. I'm gonna get some bell bottoms. I'm gonna get some dresses. You know, like, I had to switch it up. That goes for confidence and being able to talk to people. I was a very shy kid. I didn't know how to spark up a conversation. One day, I remember, oh my God, I want to say it was maybe fourth grade. I had my group of friends. Guys, like, I had my three little friends that we always hung out with. I wasn't shy with them, but I was shy with meeting new people. Not that I didn't know what they thought about me or how they perceived me. It was more like, I don't know you, so I'm not gonna say anything. Like, I was shy, you know. Like, one day in fourth grade, one of the girls in my gym class was like, hey, come over and play volleyball with us and be on our team. And I'm like, these were a group of girls, they were the other fourth grade class, I probably only saw them during fire drills. And I was like, I don't even know their names. Why are they asking me to come over? So I shook my head no. So another girl came over, and she was a little taller, and she was like, hey, I saw the way you play volleyball. You're pretty good. Asked me what my name was, who was my fourth grade teacher. It was like we related to something, you know. She was like, it's okay if you're shy. Like, we don't bite. We're not going to hurt you or anything. And I'm like, okay, I was still apprehensive, you know. I'm like, oh, what they gonna do, hit me with the ball? Like, I was nervous, but I went. And this was a time where social media wasn't really around, so if I did hit the ball or got hit with the ball, it wasn't like somebody was gonna record it and put it on Facebook, you know, or Instagram. But I was nervous about that. I said, what if I'm trying to, like, you know, show off or something, and I end up tripping over myself? Like, it was a lot that went into it. So with being a child and having, you know, those confident issues, it could really mess you up as an adult. In that sense, I didn't let it get to me. I played with them, never saw them again until next fire drill. Like, it was fine. As an adult, it's a little bit different. Sometimes you don't want to go out your way to try to meet new people. It's hard, I know. Some people have trust issues, but you have to be confident in yourself to go up to a stranger and say, hey, hi, my name is, what do you do for a living? Oh, okay, start a conversation. And I feel like with that piece of confidence, you're able to basically go out and conquer the world. You know, it could happen in a workplace. You know that you're right for that particular position. But for some reason, you don't have the confidence to tell your boss, hey, I want to apply for this position, or do you think I'll be a good fit for it? What do they do over there? You know, like, it could stop you from getting your money. And one thing about Melrose K, she is all about her bag. You never want to stop your bag for anything or anyone. And confidence plays a part in that. That position could be paying $10,000-$15,000 more than what you're making. You need to have that confidence to go ahead and say, I'm gonna apply for this job, I'm going to get it, and I'm gonna make the money that I feel like I deserve. So you can go on that extra vacation a year, buy that new purse, you know, put that down payment for that house you've been eyeing for a couple months. You know, like, confidence can play so many parts in our lives. And the lack of it can stop us from getting where we need to go. You don't want that. You want to be positively confident, okay? You don't want to stop you from achieving amazing things. And that's a part of me as a person that I still deal with. I still say, you know what, Melrose, you got this, okay? You got to be confident. You got to be positive. You can't let the if, ands, or buts stop you. I just want everybody to be their best self. You know, that's my whole goal into doing this podcast. I want to reach people that I normally wouldn't reach on a daily basis. That's why I want my good friend to also talk to you guys. She will be on in a couple minutes, so stay tuned. I am so excited for you guys to hear all the wonderful things she has to say.
Magic pleasures, free your mind, make me yours all tonight. Complex waters, meet your stride, go hold standards, that's all fast. Come here boy, get all this love, hand it to you on a silver platter. I'm on here after hours to give you all this pleasure. Take a seat, let me undress ya. Take a seat, let me undress ya. Hands running up my back. Come on, baby, give me butterflies. You might see me as a fantasy, but you can make me your reality. Ain't no secret how I feel. What you do drives me wild. Nighttime freak, I come alive. Tame me, boy, till I'm all out. Take me, boy, till I'm all out. Take me, boy, till I'm all out.
Come here, boy, get all this love. Hand it to you on a silver platter. I'm on here after hours to give you all this pleasure. Take a seat, let me undress ya. Take a seat, let me undress ya. Hands running up my thighs. Come on, baby, give me butterflies. Give me butterflies. Give me butterflies.
I hope you guys enjoyed that song. That is a Melrose K original. Hi, we are back with Positive Vibes Only. My friend, my girl, my positive guru, Tia is here. She gonna tell y'all about some things, okay? We gonna get into it. We are talking about positivity today and confidence and what you need to be confident. All the steps. We're going to get into it.
Hey, thanks for having me. I'm Tia. It's a pleasure to be on this podcast, first of all. I've been excited about it ever since I heard of it. I feel like it's my baby as well. Well, it is my baby. I'll take ownership as well. When I think of positivity, positivity for me is my way of life. It never used to be, because growing up in a Jamaican household and growing up in a strong Black household, you're always taught to be strong, never show your feelings, never show when you're hurt, never show when you're down, and just be pessimistic about everything. And moving to Georgia opened up my eyes to a lot of things, opened my eyes to different people, different cultures, different way of thinking. And even though I was here for the first 2 years, I never became a positive or an optimistic person until I met one guy. I wouldn't say he was the love of my life. I will say he showed me how to appreciate the ones that you have when you have them. Whether it's good or bad, just appreciate it. Highs or lows. So my sophomore year in college, I was Georgia Southern, and I met this guy. His name was Nate. He actually came to open house for his sister, who was a freshman in college, and he was helping his family move in. However, he was going off to boot camp for the Marines, the United States Marine Corps. And for some reason, we just hit it off. We were talking about sports. I was telling him how much I love Tom Brady and the Patriots and everything Boston. And he was telling me how he loves everything Florida. And we decided to exchange numbers. And while he was at boot camp, we would talk constantly. We would talk, we would Skype. Back then, there wasn't FaceTime, really. That's how old I am. It was Skyping. And we got to liking each other on a mutual standing ground, and even started texting each other lovey-dovey stuff, which was weird for me because I wasn't a lovey-dovey person at the time. So it comes to the point where he is stationed in Camp Lejeune, which is in North Carolina. And then we are in a full-blown relationship. We would see each other sporadically, maybe once a month, once every 2 months, whenever he's able to get leave and come and see me. It just so happened that, of course, it was all Marine Corps at that time, they had to get deployed. He was deployed to the Helmand province in Afghanistan. And while he was there, I would get letters from him. He used to write it on the back of the MREs, which are the food that the military gives the guys. That's the only paper he had. So I would get them in the mail and feel so happy that, hey, I'm getting something from him. And it made me just happy that I had someone to talk to, someone that I could be positive with, be open with, and never feel judged. However, unfortunately, on June 11th, 2 months before he was stationed to come back home, he passed away because they were finishing end of rounds, which were touring around the rounds and making sure that there were no enemy combatants around. And he and his fellow soldiers, they, you know, when you're kind of almost home, you kind of lower your guards and start joking around. And he stepped on an IED. What happened was he was alive for the next 9 hours, but he had lost so much blood from his lower extremities that when they even airlifted him, he did pass away. He had shrapnels all in his body, and yeah, he never made it to the actual base safely. So with hearing that news, that changed my whole perspective on life. It made me start realizing to appreciate the ones you have when you have them. It made me realize that the little things in life that bother you should never bother you. It made me realize that when someone is unhappy with themselves, they'll try to project it on you, but you've got to project your own happiness onto them. You cannot let anyone else stop your shine, your energy, or your good spirit. And ever since his death, I do honor him every birthday and every day, every anniversary of his death. But he truly made an impact in my life. Whether or not we would have still been together or not, that doesn't matter. It's the fact that he was the first person that truly opened my eyes up to another side of people and another side of how to be in life.
Wow, like, that is a very emotional story. And to see the positivity out of all of that, you know, in regards to him passing away. I don't know if I could do that. That is a very moving story. Now, with the positivity aspect of it, like, of course, I know you had days where you were sad, you were angry, you were like, why me? Like, how did you overcome that overall as a person? Like, you know, probably not being able to comfort his family, but, you know, just by yourself. Like, how did you do that?
How I did that was I started reading his favorite books. One of his favorite books was Catcher in the Rye, brought back memories, but it was trying to uphold his legacy and try to remember him. Of course, there were days I started to feel sad that, wow, not sad for myself, but sad for him. He's never gonna have kids. He was never gonna live life, never gonna actually get out of the United States Marine Corps. But what I realized is the way Nate lived life, he wanted you to live life a day at a time. Take it all in at a time. Because he always used to say, you never know when you're gonna go. That's why he never saved money. It was always like, you know, what am I saving money for? Tomorrow could be the last day. So using his own words from his old texts to me and stuff like that helped me move on. And of course, his platoon mates as well.
I never lost a SO before, so that's I imagine it's very hard to deal with. If you don't mind me asking, did it also play a part in like your confidence about yourself? Because I've mm-hmm. been through similar things where, you know, not men, because we don't want to bash men on mm-hmm. here, but people have said, oh, you don't, you know, you don't want to be overly confident or feel like you're better than anyone. No, we don't want anyone to feel like they're better than anyone, but confident plays a role in how you live your everyday life, you know, like down to what you wear, you know, how you act around people, of course. So how did the confidence play a part in your life for you to say, okay, let me still honor him, but let me be confident in myself that I can, you know, in return, move on and be a positive, confident person?
I'll be honest, when it first happened, I wasn't confident. I stayed in my room for a few days. I literally had to drag myself out of bed to take showers and do certain things. And then I realized this is not the kind of life to live. He did not want me to live this life. I needed to be confident because he was always a person who gave compliments to people. He always instilled the most confidence in me, the people he was around. He always wanted someone to feel good. So I always remembered him saying, oh, Tia, I love your smile. Or, oh, Tia, let's do your hair and stuff like that. So I literally use his words and old Skype videos.
It seems like he has had a very positive, you know, impact on your life. And that's what it's all about. It seems like we need to gravitate more towards those type of people than the toxic people. And it seems, of course, you know, everybody likes the toxic lifestyle. Oh, it's drama, it's something to look forward to. But what about the positive things that are happening in life? Like, there's people out here that's all they speak is positivity. And that's why we want to keep that momentum going, because that's what the world needs right now. Like, each individual person has went through their own issue. And of course, whether you came out on top or just made it through, you're still here, you know? So we definitely want to encourage everyone. And I thank you guys for listening. I will definitely be back for episode 3 of Positive Vibes Only with Melrose K. You guys have a great day. Bye. Alright, I'm about to tape.
Hey, you're just testing, right?
Now I got all the feels. I mean, it's not doing nothing. I'm here and it's not recording. Yeah, something's weird going on. No, let's see. Is it this one? See, I'm trying to record and it's not recording. You see what I'm saying?